You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So on Friday, we were talking with listener Alma. She called in for a rattle off. And I love what she was talking about. She was talking about how her husband, wonderful man, she loves him dearly. She said that he had purchased a gift for her. It was a bracelet. And she was like, it wasn't my style. It wasn't the kind of stuff that I wear. And we were thinking, well, you know, after all these years together, you think he'd figure out what she likes. But, you know, his intent was good. He's got a good heart. But she was like, it's just not something I'm going to wear. So she had him take it back and get something for himself. And we started talking briefly about this whole notion about returning a gift to someone. And is that wrong to do? Now, before I give you a couple of examples where I want to defend the giver backers, do you have any comment you want to make about Alma's situation or people in general who, when they're handed a gift, turn around and hand it back to them?
I personally think that's pretty darn rude. Especially if the person, you know, took the time to go do some shopping, think of you, wrap it, give it to you, and then just to turn around and hand it back to him or them. Quite rude, I think. Kind of a slap in the face. I will say it's hurt my feelings a few times in the past where I have given you a mixed CD, Dom, of various songs that I like, and I remember a couple times where you handed it back to me.
No, it was once, and so that's one of my two examples that I want to give.
It's very hurtful.
I got tired of having my character assassinated with this, so let me explain to our listeners. Jeremy gave me a bunch of crap. I thought it was that other producer who gave me the
No,
CD.
It was me. I gave you some
All
CDs
right.
and you
so
handed them
So here's the
back.
Situation. One time, Jeremy gave me a CD one time with some songs, and he was like, I think you'll like these, and he gave them to me. And I kept it for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 days,
hours.
And then I gave it back to him.
Uh-huh.
Don't let him rewrite history.
Hours.
He's really good. He's really good at
hours.
Rewriting history. If you've listened to the show, you know he's an expert.
It
at
was
it.
The same
I gave it
day.
Back and I,
go ahead.
No, it was Jeremy. I took it home and I listened to it on the drive. Right. It was at least 3 days.
Okay.
Anyway, I came back and I gave it back to Jeremy. Here's why. The day he gave it to me, in my mind, it was like, oh, this is one of his favorite CDs. I'm going to listen to it and give it back to him. And in fact, when you said, no, I just made this for you, I was like, oh, I didn't know. I thought it was your CD and you just wanted me to hear it. But it stuck with me after that. It was like, you give Dom a gift, he gives it back. I thought it was yours.
I believe on the front of the CD, it was the name of the band, and I wrote For Dom from Jeremy
Whatever.
On the CD.
Yeah, right, with a heart, I'm sure.
No heart.
Here's the other story that got me stigmatized, is this other producer that we're talking about. I went to a concert with him, and he brought his wife. It was a Spoon concert, and everybody knows that I love the band Spoon. And the next day, they both loved it too. And his wife especially was like, oh my God, they're really good. I've never heard this band before. He shows up at work. He goes, here, we bought you something at the concert. We thought you might like this. And it was a T-shirt. It was a Spoon concert T-shirt. I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. It was a medium. Anyone who's met me knows I'm a large or extra large guy. This shirt didn't fit at all. And so I said, well, listen, your wife really loved the band. This clearly does not fit me. It sure is nice of you, but here, give this to your wife and let her wear it because she loved the band and it fits her. And he's like, Dom gives gifts back.
I could see that one, though. That one's pretty legit.
So
like, it wouldn't even fit you if it's a schmedium.
Somebody gives you a T-shirt that doesn't fit. What he's saying is the best thing to do is for me to keep it and just leave it in a drawer and never wear it, rather than give it back to his wife, who could wear it.
I get what you did there, and I kind of get it. But I still think
but
I would accept it.
You got to admit, he ran around the radio station telling everybody, Dom's a jerk, I gave him a T-shirt and he gave it back.
Yeah,
what
I would have still taken it.
To do
I would have still taken it and given it to maybe a significant other I was with. I would have given it to Nick Nack. I've received like Nugget shirts.
I was doing a nice thing because his wife raved about how much she loved the show, and I asked him, "Did she get a T-shirt?" He said, "No." I was like, "Here."
and you're holding on to this all these years later.
All these years, because you and that stupid CD and him with that stupid T-shirt. Sometimes giving back a gift is a nice thing to do.
No, the T-shirt one's hard. That's hard.
Why?
I still would have accepted it. I've been given numerous Nuggets and Avalanche T-shirts at this radio station because we own them, or our company owns them. And I've just graciously accepted them, and I'll just take them home and give them to Nick Knack or the kids.
Fine.
You don't just hand them back.
Well, what difference does it really make if it doesn't fit?
It's a slap in the face for the person
who's
thinking of you.
How is it a slap in the face
if
it doesn't fit?
They're thinking of you. They're excited to give you a gift. And
I got news
like,
for you.
I
think
I
was set up by this guy who turned out to be not the nicest person on the planet anyway. Because he'd worked with me for a couple of years. Do you think in his mind he honestly believed either a small or a medium would fit me? And yet he bought it anyway.
Was this when you were going through your running phase where you were quite slim?
No, I was. No. Never wear concert T-shirts. They're small anyway. So that was a setup on his part. I just know so that he could say, "Dom's a bad guy."
Could have been
jerk. So the question for the panel this morning is, where are you with giving a gift back if it doesn't work for you? Alma said, that's not my style of jewelry.
Right. And right? Which in that case, like, it's like take her back then to get something that she likes.
What do you mean?
Well, if I recall, she gave the bracelet to her husband because he's a gold jewelry fan and he was wearing it. It was the story, if I recall. But why
I thought
not?
She said she had him take it back to get something for himself, something that he appreciated.
No, she said he would appreciate it because he's a gold jewelry fan, so she just gave it to him to wear.
But it was a bracelet, and he's not a bracelet guy.
I think he was. Like,
all right, well, whatever.
Anyway,
either way,
but
she
why
gave
not
it
take your wife
him.
Back then and just say, "Oh, that sucks. Okay, well, let's go get you something else."
But he didn't offer to do that.
I guess he didn't offer to do that.
Why are we so wrapped up in this whole politics of gift giving?
Because it's the person on the other end that's taken the time to think of you to get you something, and then for you to turn around and say, "I'm sorry, my taste is much higher quality and better than this. I'm going to go ahead and hand it back to you." That's where it's kind of like, eh.
You're saying that they took the time thinking of you, but he's married to her, and he doesn't know she doesn't wear anything like that?
That's just his. That's a bad
on
his part. That is bad on his part.
Right. Well, so that's not thinking of her.
But yet he still bought her a beautiful gold bracelet.
Can we all agree that there are some people who give gifts not for the receiver, but for themselves?
Maybe, but there's an opportunity
there
for her to shift
out there
her taste.
Who are doing it just so that they can kind of build themselves up. If you truly know or care about that person, you won't get them something that you know they're not going to use.
Or maybe it's like something where he's like, "I really find gold jewelry on a woman quite beautiful. And would you just take this opportunity to wear this? I would find it extremely attractive on you."
Woman who likes that because he knows she doesn't.
Yeah. Maybe it gives her an opportunity to morph her taste a little bit.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. She's like, "Oh, my God, you know, honestly, now that I've worn this for a week
kind
or two,
of a lame
I kind of like it."
It's kind of a lame argument, but I'll accept it as an argument.
Yeah.
But we need people to weigh in on this. Giving a gift back. And by the way, Jeremy,
yes?
This is going to be coming up in 77 days a lot.
Oh, yeah. God, is that what it is? 77 yeah. days?
Good Christmas God. Is 77 days. Just to make everyone depressed this
I haven't
morning.
Even started. I haven't even thought about it.
I'm like, oh, no. Here's our number. We want to hear from you. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Arguments for and against returning a gift. And that doesn't mean that the giver doesn't know and like you just took it back to the store. That's a different story. We're talking about giving it back to the giver.
You got a Yankee candle and you don't like the scent, so you're like, "I'm going to go ahead and give this back to you."
We're laughing about this whole thing about when you return a gift to the person who gives it to you. And listen to this story from Shannon. She's making my point on this. She goes, "My friend lied and told her husband she liked the crystal jewelry he got her. Now, he gets her something similar every year. There's no turning back now. It's been 10 years. Do you see the waste involved? Because people are so worried about the politics of gift giving. You got to just speak up and say, this is so sweet. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But it's not for me.
All right.
Especially with a spouse, for God's sake.
The spouse stuff is, yeah, it's like have a
if
conversation.
If you can't talk
say,
to your spouse about
off.
This, what kind of relationship is that?
But, yeah, I don't know.
Here comes Belinda. Belinda, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So what do you think about all this?
Well, honestly, I have given a gift back before.
Okay, what was the gift?
I got a lavender body wash.
Okay.
Okay.
And I was allergic to it.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm allergic to lavender. And I explained to him, I'm sorry, I thank you so much for the birthday present, but I can't take it.
And did they get all butthurt about it?
Actually, yeah, they did.
Yeah, see, and that's what I don't understand about it. So in their mind, it's better if you take it and throw it in the trash.
Well, could you have re-gifted it to somebody else? I mean, it's like, boom, all of a sudden you've got a gift now to hand off to somebody else.
I actually started doing that.
That's the best way to do it versus going back and just making the other person feel uncomfortable. Not only are you giving a gift back, you're like, your gift is going to make me sick. Man, there's an awkward conversation.
Well, I know, but they don't know. Everything's fine. Why do people get so butthurt about it?
Just accept and say, oh, my God, thank you for thinking of me.
Well, she did say
that,
then
put it in your re-gift pile for Christmas.
Belinda, thank you for the call. Marg says, my mother-in-law returns every gift. So now it's a family contest to find the ugliest gift possible to give her. Well, okay, so they've turned it into a game.
That's a game at that point, yeah.
Amanda agrees with you. She goes, not accepting a gift is rude, in my opinion. I have a chipped plate sitting in my cabinet from 15 years ago. I've never used it. At this point, I should probably get rid of it.
Yeah, at this point, you can let that go.
Yeah.
Just take it to Goodwill at this point. For 15 years old.
Kelly, he says, my dad came up with this when he gave me a gift. You can use it, sell it, trade it, throw it in the trash, or anything you want. You just can't give it back. Well, he says that's old stuff from out of his dad's
garage. I was
going
to say,
that
sounds like your guy that's getting rid of his junk.
That's different.
Yeah. I know. I have somebody in my life that every time that person comes over, they bring things that they've been saving for years and just haunt it off on our kids. And we're like, whoa.
That's funny. So you're like the garage sale flea market.
Yeah.
You're the side of the road with the sign that says free to a good home.